objective truth, and then like say like there's an argument in a relationship, do you think there's one truth, or
the way you see the facts of it, what it means to you, whatever.
It's interpretation. We can interpret that in different ways, but we have to let the other person understand what we mean with that.
Never argue with a woman. You will lose. Now, that's not me disparaging your arguing skills. You might be logical, rational, you might have fantastic communication skills, and what's more, you might be right, but still, do not argue with a woman because you will lose. Let's say your partner is upset about something, some action you took, some comment you made, and she wants to have a fight about it. She says, "You were flirting with that waitress." And you say, "No, I wasn't." And she says, "Yes, you were. You're always looking at other women. You want to sleep with other women." And you say, "No, I don't. I wasn't. I only have eyes for you." Now, from a superficial level, it can seem as though you are successfully refuting her arguments. She makes a claim and you explain that it's not true. Perhaps you run through a list of all the romantic gestures that you've done recently. "I bought you flowers this day. I made you breakfast this day," whatever it is. In your mind, you're thinking, "I just need to keep talking. I just need to explain to her all the ways that she is mistaken in her thinking. And the more I explain myself, the more convinced she's going to be." But that's never how it happens, is it? In fact, the more that you explain yourself, the more upset she seems to be. As you go through one by one refuting her arguments, she's just getting angrier and angrier. Logically, it doesn't seem to make any sense because she says that she's upset for specific reasons, and you are, one by one, explaining why those reasons are not legitimate reasons to be upset, and yet she's still angry with you. Why doesn't this work? It's because you've made the mistake of thinking that she's upset about very surface-level content, but in truth, it actually goes a lot deeper than that. Women are emotional creatures. That shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. The feminine is defined by chaos. In its positive expression, the feminine can be absolutely beautiful, alluring, exciting, freeing. But chaos in its negative expression can be frightening, uncontrollable, menacing even. Women feel all of that within themselves as anxiety. That's just what comes with femininity. That anxiety that they feel about an excess of feminine chaos is one of the driving forces behind women's attraction to men. They're looking for masculinity, leadership, structure, logic. Let me tell you a trick. One of the quickest ways that you can generate attraction from a woman is to let her throw her feminine chaos straight at you and then demonstrate that you are unmoved, that you're existing at a plane above all of that, and all of the chaos in the world that she throws at you leaves you completely unscathed. Because women are so terrified of their own feminine chaos, when they see a man who is completely unaffected by that, she thinks, "Yes, this man is safe, this man is stable, he has what I want," and so she clings to him with a ferocity. You do not demonstrate your stability as a man by arguing with her. Proving her wrong is not a demonstration of masculinity. Even if your arguments are good, the fact is you're still arguing with her, and so you've lost. You have entered into her feminine frame, and now you're part of the chaos. From a certain perspective, you can see that every single argument that a woman tries to draw you into is a type of test. She's feminine, she's emotional, she's chaotic, she's upset, and she wants to see if she can drag you into all of that as well. And if you let her, then you failed. So how should you handle it? What are you meant to do if a woman is throwing her chaos at you and trying to entice you into an argument? Well, if she's upset, then you can't just ignore her. You should discuss it, but here's the important part. You need to make sure that any discussion you have is within your frame and not hers. So if she says, "Why were you flirting with that waitress?" and you counter, "I wasn't flirting with that waitress. I wasn't looking at her, I promise. I don't even find her attractive." You've lost. She'll have no confidence in you because she's pulled you into her chaos and you have lost your masculine appeal. Instead, you need to ignore the surface level content and speak directly to the emotion. "I can see that you're upset. Has something made you feel insecure?" From your framing, the conversation is no longer about you and the waitress. It's about her and her emotions. Maybe it's as simple as she had a bad day and was looking to lash out. Or it could be that there are actually some deeper issues in your relationship that you need to discuss. So talk, have that discussion, but make sure that it's happening within your frame. Now, she might resist. She might say, Don't try and make this about me. This is about you and that waitress. This is just another test and she's trying to pull you in. You can say, I assure you I wasn't flirting, but I can see that you're upset and this concerns me. I'd like to talk about where you're at. What are you feeling right now? If you hold strong to your frame, most women will relax. At that point, she stops trying to pick a fight and she begins to open up. One of the hallmarks of a high-quality person is the understanding that in a healthy, functional relationship, you should never really argue. Really, what's the point of fighting? Because if one of you wins, the other person loses. And if one of you lose, then you both lose. As the man in your relationship, it is your responsibility to make sure that every conversation is framed as the two of you working together as teammates. You're not trying to win at the expense of the other person, you're cooperating, trying to find out what's best for everybody. With that in mind, if your attempt to make the conversation real and authentic, you know, trying to go deeper with it, fails and she's still just looking to pick a fight, at that stage, you need to walk away. Do not argue with her, just remove yourself from the situation. It is a characteristic of a low quality woman to always be blaming you and to make no effort to be your teammate. So if you're making all of the effort and she's making none, then what's the point? This is not a functional relationship. I think you deserve better. Move on. The ultimate lesson is this. She is the woman and she's looking to you to be the leader. Now she's going to try and drag you down with her feminine chaos, but you cannot let her. If she succeeds in dragging you down here, you've lost. It doesn't matter what the argument was about. You've blown it. So remember, it doesn't matter how right you are, how logical the points are that you're making. If you're arguing with her, you've lost because you're not being masculine. That's just one of the requirements for being in a relationship with you. Any disagreements that come up have to be resolved peacefully and respectfully. To argue with a woman? No, you're above that.